What up, nerds? Welcome back to another edition of Log In. It is I, the Lord on High, Tristan, and I am here today with the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Quadzilla.
Lord Brayden, who is now an ambassador for the Lifting Society. If you guys need pump covers, hoodies, your 5-inch seam gym shorts, which are fire, by the way, yeah, like, I'll link my little linky link in the description. But today is The Last of Us.
Are they on Instagram?
Yes, they are. And they are at The Lifting Society.
Spelled exactly the way it sounds?
Yep. Nothing cute or sexy about it. Just straight
up.
Motherfuckers
put ones where eyes are supposed to be. And
or eights upside down exclamation point.
Or eights where a T is supposed to be. So
grit face.
Yeah.
Great fate.
Which we need to.
Yeah. But, Hogwarts Legacy, Last of Us Episode 5. Let's talk about it. Well, we didn't even talk about Episode 4 because we talked about.
Yeah, we did not.
No, we didn't even talk about 3, did we? We talked about 1 and 2.
Did we talk about 3?
I don't think we did.
Well, we can touch on all of them. Why not? But let's start with Hogwarts. As a resident Harry Potter fan, you, because I personally
House
don't.
Ravenclaw. Ooh.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't give a shit about the movies, the books.
You're definitely a Ravenclaw.
I figured I'd be Slytherin.
Nope. Ravenclaw are the disconnected ones. They're the League of Ghetto Nerds almost. Like, they study up on shit. They're not caring too much about hierarchy and shit like that. They just do their own thing.
Fair enough. Yes, I would be.
Yes, you would. They're all eccentrics.
Yep, okay. All right, Team Ravenclaw. Fuck it. And it's only because once I learned that fucking Harry Potter was just essentially Star Wars, but with wizards, I was like, you motherfuckers. And I don't like Star Wars all that much to begin with, so. But.
I like the story and the comics / manga, because they turned into a manga too. I just don't like the fans.
And that's a big problem with any fucking super popular thing. The fan base can just turn you off to a fucking.
Absolutely.
Like, as a Cowboys fan, I get it. Like, people hate Dallas because of those fucking.
Rest in peace, the TV.
Those steel taper wearing, jean shorts wearing fucking. It's our year, man. Shut the fuck up. Like, I'm going to say it in jest every year, just on the off chance I'm right 1 year, but you motherfuckers really believe it.
Right. But, yes. I'm going to play it.
But this Hogwarts Legacy, which is looking like fucking Grand Theft Broom. Grand Theft Hogwarts?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck it. I can see, and there's online play with that, right?
Yep.
I can see a lot of muggles getting jumped, buddy.
Absolutely.
I can see a lot of them like, fuck you! Y'all really about to turn this Hufflepuff versus Slytherin versus
I'm going to make Baltimore look like a Boy Scout.
Yeah, that shit. I haven't read too much up on it. How long is the story?
It's not very long. People have already beat it. It's only been out since the 10th.
So the main draw is going to be the online and.
Yeah, it's just like all side quests and trophy hunting is going to be the thing.
I mean, it looks fun.
It looks dope as shit. And I think they're just going to add on just DLCs like normal. It's going to be just riddled with DLCs like Destiny almost.
Mm-hmm. Which I think they just added a new DLC like a month or so ago, yep. Or a couple months ago or shit. I'm like, damn, there's still Destiny DLC coming out? Like, what the fuck?
The online's still chunky, too. I peeked on just to see what was on and popping.
Hmm.
But, there's some people who are anti-JK Rowling enthusiasts who are like, oh, because she's transphobic that you shouldn't. Invest in the game.
Okay, so I don't know. How is she transphobe? Because, I don't pay attention to her world.
It was a whole series of tweets, and then she just kept doubling down on it. Not as toxic as Elon Musk is, but still
close now, to that. Now, is it a language misconstrue? Because they say the word fag and means cigarette.
No. It's not LGBT. It's just anti-trans. It's
Trans specifically.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, because, like, she's not. From what I gather, like, she means well, but she just keeps fucking up. Like, that one person that's been raised racist, but they're trying to get past that type of deal. Sort of like that. Like, cause, okay. I mean, she made Dumbledore gay. Like, I mean,
right.
She can't be anti alphabet mafia completely. But I think trans people are also the most misunderstood people out there anyway. But yeah, like for me, it's just like, man, fuck it. Like, if it's fun, it's fun. I don't even know how much money she's really getting off it, because I know she didn't help create the game. She's just getting royalties.
She's getting a royalty because it's her fucking creation. Yep. It's based on her creation. But even still, like,
yep.
How much music do y'all listen to from people who were absolute terrible fucking people?
And people still listen to fucking R. Kelly. And he's an actual fucking...
Me and Nina were talking about that the other day. I was like, as a human being, he sucks. Like, let's just all agree on that. Like, yes, at a certain age, as a teenager, you know if you want to sleep with a grown-ass man or not. So... but still, but as a grown ass man, you should know, like, bitch, you're 16, fuck off. So you're a horrible human being. But I'd be damned if that motherfucker can't write a catchy ass goddamn song.
See, my thing about his music is, I know where all the inspiration comes from now.
Yeah, me too. Except I Believe I Can Fly. That one I'll still hold on to, like, that has no connotations in it whatsoever, unless I'm blissfully unaware of some. But, it is, but even still, go back further. Like, if you listen to goddamn Jerry Lee Lewis, Great Balls of Fire, like, he was he was fucking with a 13-year-old, I think.
Yeah, Aerosmith.
Steven Tyler?
Yeah. Didn't he sing about a cheerleader bleeder in one of his songs?
Yeah. There's a fucking series on TikTok I love talking about questionable lyrics, and like, I've always recited the line in the song, but in Poison, Belle Biv DeVoe, backstage, underage, like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
God damn it.
It's just, I don't know, like, for me, I'm just like, man, just because I play Grand Theft Auto doesn't mean I promote fucking murder.
Right. I'm like, I'll bang a hooker and then murder that bitch right afterwards and collect my money back. Don't mean I'm going to do that or advocate for it in real life.
Right. It's just one of those things that we talked about many times on this pod, is that some people just can't help but be toxic all the way through. It's either you're with us or you're against us type deal.
Right. So with this video game being based on a book and movie franchise... And since we are going to talk about Last of Us, from what you've seen and read, is it a good adaptation? Or because it's not Harry Potter, no, right?
You have to make your own character.
You're doing essentially like DC Universe type shit. You make your own character and you go around and...
Yep, you get started in your own house.
Any of the fucking core characters in this game at all that you know of? Like, is there Snape?
I think they make like appearances... I know the teachers are in there.
Well, that would make like that would
quest from.
Yeah, that would make sense.
But I don't think they're intrinsically tied to the storyline.
So, like, even in the movie realm, Harry Potter and them are well into adulthood. So this is a class or two after them, essentially.
Maybe. I'm not too sure yet. I guess I have to play it myself to really figure that out. We can do a full on review.
I'm gonna say, yeah, we'll definitely come back and touch that at some point.
Yeah, because on Valentine's Day, I am paying my mortgage on the shortest month of the year.
Why isn't it less?
Man, it should be.
It really should be.
Because I'm not even going to be doing a full 4 weeks in my own house. But on to more interesting things. Episode 3, 4, and 5 of The Last of Us. Which 3 had a lot of...
Oh no, we did talk about 3 because it was just a beautiful love story.
Oh, well, I guess since then I...
But we can still touch back up on it.
Well, because some people reached out to me and they're like, hey, it wasn't really contextually sound to say that they were in a loving relationship in the game, da da da. I'm like, yeah, I mean, yes, their relationship was more on the ends of when we see Bill and Frank, like arguing about having friends and shit like that. Like, the only spin on that was, in the game, Bill won that discussion. They weren't going to communicate with anybody, and Frank was just going to be miserable up until the day they died.
Until he hung himself.
Yep. So, I mean, just to clear that up, You got those Last of Us purists out there.
But and I get it. And you can, in the game, you can tell how not having any contact with anybody affected Bill's psyche. Because he was not rap tight in the game.
Nope.
At all. So, but before we dive into the actual breakdown of the episodes real quick. The liberties that they have taken with the source material, I am a fucking okay with. Like the Bill and Frank and the way they did that and how their story was just essentially its own little fucking thing. And I loved it. It was a beautifully told love story.
It sets the tone for what's going to happen later on. Because you don't get to pick your death in this type of world.
Yes. You haven't seen episode 5.
No.
So
I saw episode 4, which
ends with Henry and Sam holding them at gunpoint.
Yep. Well, and that Sam, the voice actor for Sam is in there.
Is he the one playing Henry?
He is the one with the white hair. He is that the main enforcer to that community in Kansas City.
No, that's Tommy's voice.
Tommy. There you go.
That's Tommy's voice. Yeah. That fucked me up after the. I was like, because while I was watching that episode, I'm like, why does he sound so goddamn familiar to me?
Tommy.
And I was like, oh shit, it's Tommy.
Yeah.
Some people were bitching about the Kathleen character. I'm like,
well, because like, oh, we wanted Pittsburgh, but we got Kansas City type deal. I was like, I get it. But, I mean,
at this point, you're nitpicking. Who gives a fuck which metropolitan area that it was in?
Well, they explain it in the post, like, cuss as to why they did it.
Yeah, and it makes sense.
It's just, I don't know, it's just one of those things that I don't want to get too hung up on. Because, I mean, I get it, but at the same time, like, it's not going to change the overall plot of the...
And this show is so good in the first 5 episodes that... Yes, I know it comes from a game that I fucking love, that I put on my Mount Rushmore of greatest games of all time. But it's so good, the way they're doing it and deviating just slightly from source material to make it its own.
And they have the director from The Last of Us game in it.
So yeah, he's a consult on every fucking episode. So I just fucking love it. Like, I'm just watching it as just a good show now. I'm done comparing it to The Last of Us with such a goddamn magnifying glass. Now, like, watching episode 5, I won't throw out any spoilers because you haven't seen it, but...
Fucking throw it out. I'm about to watch it later but on anyway.
There are certain things...
Because I'm excited to see the bloater.
Yeah. Like, we were watching it. Maya comes in. And she goes, oh, is this that The Last of Us? I'm like, yeah, shut the fuck up. Like, because I only watch it at night. It has to be complete black. My blackout curtain's shut. No light on in the house except for this TV. Like, that's how I want to see it every fucking week. She comes out. I'm like, yeah, now shut the fuck up. And the hole opens up and all these zombies and clickers start coming out. And she goes, oh, no. Oh, no. I don't want that world. Oh, no, I was like, yeah, was nobody does.
Once you see
that pulsating ground. Yep. Yeah. It was over. I was like, what, there's something big down there.
Oh, yeah.
And, she's and like, it's crazy because Ellie alludes to a bloater in the earlier episodes. And Joel's just looking at her like, what are you fucking crazy? No. Those aren't fucking real things. And then, boom.
Yeah, bloater pops up.
So, like, they tweaked the Henry and Sam story of how they meet them, where they meet them.
Right. Obviously, it's not Pittsburgh.
But, yeah, but the... I'm just talking about in location. They don't meet them in a goddamn...
Oh, yeah. In a fucking...
Skyrise, a big building. But that neighborhood and that mission in Last of Us where Joel has to snipe the horde coming, they do that. But it's not the horde he's sniping at initially. It's Kathleen and them. It's a fucking... The way they set it up is fucking dope.
I like it.
Like, yeah, and the way... Because you know what happens to Sam in the game.
Yep.
And they do it. Because I was watching it and like, I'll notice certain things from the video game and I'll be like, oh, ooh. And Nina's just like, really? And I was like, yeah, that shit's dope. Yeah. I fucking love it. Like, that's the only comparison I'll do now is like, I see something that just trigger a Last of Us memory from the game. I'm like, oh, that's dope. But with Sam, as the episode progressed, I was like, damn, are they about to give Sam and Henry a happy ending? Like, is that, that's, I'm okay with it if that's what they want to do. Like, the way they set it up is, it's fine. And then, no. No.
Not too many happy endings happen in The Last of Us.
Nah.
The Bill and Frank story might be the only one that we get.
Man. Because, like, yeah, and you can, and shout out to Bella Ramsey, dude. She is fucking nailing it as Ellie. Oh, my God.
When she found the pun book, I was dead, dude. I was fucking dead.
And she finally makes Joel crack with it.
Yep.
With the diarrhea joke, dude.
He runs in the jeans.
And he's just like, God damn, it's so fucking stupid.
I was dying, dude.
I love that I'm actually, that aspect of the game, I didn't know if it would translate as well as it did. But from Joel going to you're just cargo to actually him falling in love with this little girl and not in a creepy way of like, this is my surrogate daughter. Yeah, like, I need to protect her. Like, it's the slow burner doing to that. Like, the way he'll look at her when she says the jokes and shit. Like, you can just see him in his head. Like, that sounds like some shit Sarah would have said.
Yeah.
Like, this is what Sarah would have done. Yeah, this is what. And I was like, oh, fuck, dude. This shit.
Yeah, no, it's the accepting that his daughter is dead and that he is. You pretty much, you got to pick your happiness. And if you can get it with Ellie and raise her to be a woman, then by all means. Because, I mean, like I said, in that world, you got to pick your happiness because you don't get too many happy endings.
Yep.
Especially if you play the games, you know that for a fact. You'd be murking on entire communities of people.
Yeah, yeah. Like, and in episode 5, they show the laundromat scene. You know, where Joel crashes the truck and whatnot. They show that from fucking Henry's point of view. Because he's literally right across the street when that shit's happening. Looking through a window. He's like, who the fuck is this dude? Oh, shit, he killed him.
Because he go back in the hole in the wall.
Yeah. And
I got to put this guy down.
So it opens with, you know, Joel, Henry and Sam. And then Henry's like, hey, we don't want to hurt you. Saw what you did. But, you know, we got to take these precautions because we don't know who the fuck you are type situation.
Right.
You want to get through here. Yeah, him and Joel have a conversation. He's like, look, I see what you did. I see what you can do. You help me get the fuck up out of here. We all live happily ever after. You go your way, we'll go ours. And then they do. Then that shit with the bloater happens towards the end of the episode. And then they survive that. They get to a fucking hotel. And then Joel and Henry are having a conversation. And Joel's like, hey, man, if you want to come with us, man, you know, it's like, I don't know how I'm getting to Wyoming walking more than likely now after my fucking truck is done. But he's like, I mean, if you want to, you know, you and Sam are more than welcome. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And then Sam turns and attacks Ellie and then the whole shit, which.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that they got a deaf actor to play Sam, too.
Yeah.
That was cool. And a little, when they see this, because they go through the service tunnels of Kansas City. That's Henry's big exit plan. Because Kathleen and all them believe that there's infected down there. And they know there are because of the pulsating ground that you saw in episode fucking 4.
Yep.
And what Sam was like, well, what they don't know is clear. And I was like, well, no, that's not true. But the part of tunnels Sam was talking about was clear.
Mm-hmm.
And They come upon this room, and it looks like a makeshift school slash, but it's underground. They drew a goal, like a soccer goal on the wall type shit.
Yeah.
And then one of the nod to the game, fucking, they find one of the comic books that you can collect as Ellie going throughout the course of comics. She's like, oh, I got issue 6, 7, and 8, and done. Sam had like 2, 3, 4, 5, or whatever the fuck it was. And they're like, oh, shit, you read this too? And then, boom, her and Ellie bond. Or him and Ellie just start bonding and shit. And then I was like, God damn, dude. Are they about to... It's a gut-wrenching ass show. Like, even somebody who played the game and knows exactly how Sam and Henry go out in the game, just to see it in live action...
It gives weight.
Yeah, because the characters, they're getting to play these small parts, but they're...
Big roles.
Exactly. That yeah.
That's what I'm noticing.
They are fucking... Nailing it, dude.
They're like, getting awards. For sure.
100% getting some Emmys about this shit. Yeah. Like, the special effects is on point so far. I haven't seen no, like, real, like, ugh, that looked terrible type shit. So,
no, like, I mean,
and the way Ellie takes Sam's death at the end of the episode, like, it's very subtle, but it's strong. It's just like, oh, she takes that personally.
Yeah, because you can see a lot of, and that's why Joel's kind of, like, loving her in a sense, is because she's a lot like him in very many ways, except she hasn't lost herself. She's not lost in the sauce yet.
Yeah, she, like, still has empathy and caring. But so where they deviate in the Sam Henry storyline, in the game, you don't know Sam got bit until he fucking turned and attacks Ellie. So in the show, he tells Ellie, because they're talking about it, and he, you know, he, you haven't seen it yet, but he has this thing that he keeps with him. So one of those old school, it's a Woody Woodpecker, one of the one he has. It's a, comes with, it's like a little clipboard with an attached thing. You write on it and you just peel up the piece of paper and put it back down to write more.
Right.
He has one of those, so that's how he talks to people, because only fucking Henry knows the sign language.
Right.
So him and Ellie are talking back and forth, or, you know, writing back and forth, and he was like, so do you think that's still you? Or that's still them inside there when they turn to the monsters? And Ellie just kind of looks at him, and he pulls up his pant leg, shows the bite mark, and Ellie writes down, my blood is medicine, slices her hand open, and puts it on his cut, hoping that whatever prevents her from turning will help him. Doesn't, obviously. Mm-hmm. And so, like, that little deviation, but again, those slight deviations that they're doing, I'm okay with.
Oh, yeah, no, because they're, like I said, they're turning small roles into heavy roles. Like, they're, because their weight, the way that they're contextualizing the scenes is so heavy, because it's giving it, like, a more realistic view. You can update your graphics as much as you want, but, like, actors are still going to act the fuck out of things.
Yeah, and they are fucking, whoever the casting director.
Real shit, like, hats off, like, to the casting director. Like,
fuck, I hope they get an award. Whatever casting director award there is, they need to get it, because they.
Now I'm excited for season 2, because I want to know who's going to play.
Abby?
Yeah. There's a lot of theories out there.
I know the voice actor for, what's the little Asian kid's name?
In the game?
Yeah, in the game. I can't remember the fuck. But whoever did the voice wants to come back and play that part.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I mean, sure. Now, because I know that it's coming at some point, I'm really excited to see the cannibals pop up.
Oh, yeah. Because I want to see what kind of shitty role that Troy Baker was talking about.
Because it's already been alluded to when they were camping and told the diarrhea joke by Ellie. Can I build a fire? And why am I going to tell you no? Right. Oh, because the infected will see it. No, they're not smart enough. People will see it.
Yep.
Oh, and they'll rob us? You better hope that's all they do.
Real shit.
That's
why Joe had to put down that one dude that was begging for his life, unarmed himself and everything. Like, because you can't
the one trust Ellie him. Shot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you can't trust them to have morals in this post-apocalyptic world. Because there's no... the cons outweigh the pros. Like, I'd rather just put you down now, dog. Yep. Like, to be honest. Because you guys pulled this stunt, and he's like, I was also on the receiving end of it. So maybe he also saw what happens when that person gets away. Because he was... part of the reinforcement there.
And when episode 5 is done, you know how they show you a little preview of the next episode. Mm-hmm. So he finds Tommy, and then him and Tommy are having that conversation, and Tommy just blatantly says it, like, we killed innocent, we murdered people, dude. And I'm just like, I guess that does have to weigh on your heart, but like you said, it's like, that's fucked up, but it's the better option. Like, I could let you live, but this shit could come back to haunt me.
Yeah, you could be getting your clique of people, because this is your guys' town.
Yeah.
I'm just passing through. Mm-hmm. It'd be different if you let me go, because I'm already passing through. I don't have a community of people. It's me and this chick. Like, it'd be better off if you just not even pull this stunt. But you guys did this stunt in with the intent of killing us. So it's kill or be killed.
And I like how they're doing So in the game, anybody who's played it knows ammo is scarce.
Mm-hmm.
You find few rounds as you're going through the world and whatnot.
Building knives and stabbing.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Like so, and I like how they do that in this world. Like he doesn't find ammo on the ground in the video game sense. It's like, hey, we got this limited ammo. Once this shit's done, fuck this gun. We can't do shit else with it. Type shit.
That's why he stowed the extra guns that he wouldn't need for the trip in that gas station or the gas station floor. And Ellie's like, what the fuck? Why are we're going to need all this? He's like, no, we're not. I'm going to need it when I come back, if I come back.
Like, if I ain't got bullets for a gun, it's just a paperweight. Like, right. The fuck is it? Like, maybe a shotgun would be somewhat usable as a baseball bat.
Yeah, I'll keep a handgun because, I mean, I could still use it for other things. It could be
my own club. And you could use it like Henry and Sam did. All I got to do is point it at you. Yep. You don't know if this clip has bullets in it or not. And is that a chance you're willing to take?
Yeah.
So, well, you know,
a rifle would be nonsensical to carry around if you have no ammo for it. Because then you're just waiting. You're tiring yourself out carrying dead weight.
Yeah. And even then, like, unless you have a fucking vehicle, you can only carry so much ammo before that really starts weighing you down. Like, Jesus fucking Christ, this shit's heavy. You can't
make more stops.
Yeah, and you can't like have a radio flyer red wagon dragging behind you because that shit's noisy as fuck, and you're gonna attract attention. So it's just like this is a straight up damned if you do, damned if you don't type of world, and I fucking love it.
Yep. I mean, that's why the game was so good.
Yeah, that and a well crafted story, which they are all the key points. They are fucking nailing the little diversions
here and
the
there,
diverting here and there. Fucking okay. Well,
it all makes sense. Like, it's not like it's just out of the blue type deal. Because, like I said, at the end of every episode, they explain the changes that they made and why they did it.
Yep.
And honestly, I like that shit because it's like it puts me on your side of the fucking camera.
Yep.
So,
and it also, like, because my biggest going into it was like, y'all motherfuckers made this a goddamn tendril instead of spores. That's fucking stupid. Why has this? It's spores in the fucking game. Just keep it. But once the director was like, that wouldn't work in the real world because one shift in wind, spores are going. And I was like, you know what? You're right. Touche. I retract my previous statement. Continue on with your amazing job. I should have not said shit and just shut the fuck up.
I learned more about cordyceps. I actually like Googled it. And it's actually a stimulant in the fitness community too. People use it to up their own testosterone and shit like that.
And that's what starts The Last of Us, you fucking gym rats. I need some gains, bro.
I'm going to gain this bloater, bitch. Yeah.
Like, were your pecs worth it, you punk fuck? Yeah. Now the whole world's turned to shit.
Hey, she said she wouldn't date me unless I bench 315, okay?
Yeah, well, now she's a clicker and legit trying to eat you.
Yes, queen.
Be like, yeah, and the way those fuckers come up out the ground, man, they come strong, fast. This motherfucker.
You know, I'm all for like every 2 weeks doing a fucking episode review.
How many episodes is it gonna be? Nine.
Yeah.
Nine episodes, so...
But you know that last episode's gonna be long as fuck.
Yeah, so we're more than halfway to the finish line.
Yep.
And then the next one isn't...
They're going right into season two with recording it, from what I understand.
Cool.
They just haven't released anything on it.
Because from the first game to the second game, it's what, a 4 or 5 year jump?
Yeah, it's about 5 years.
Give or take, because Ellie's technically an adult in the second game.
She is. She's a young adult at that point.
So, yeah, dude, that's going to... And if y'all haven't played the games, then that's on you. But I'm wondering...
No, y'all got no fucking excuse. It is free.
Yeah, no. It, not only that, it's fucking years old. So, yeah. It's like somebody talking about The Godfather. Me going, I've never seen it. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Eat a dick, then.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So
it's one of those things you have to watch.
How fast into season two will Joel die? Or if they even continue,
I'm gonna say like the first episode is gonna be. Another,
that's what I was thinking too.
It's
like
gonna be a long.
It'll be like right at the end of a very long first episode. Just oh okay, they're not gonna pow, and it's just like son of a bitch.
Yep.
And if they're gonna keep how him and Abby's, you know what I mean? Like you know what I mean? Just like fuck. And Ellie watched the whole thing, and then that just that whole fucking emotion carried out throughout the course of that game. She's like, yeah, fuck that bitch.
Yeah, real shit. And Bella Ramsey is like, she could act the fuck out of it.
She is fucking nailing it.
Yeah, and like I said, I couldn't be happier. Some people are like, oh, but she's not as attractive as Ellie. I'm like, why, what do you care about the attraction of a fucking child? I was like, Tom Holland looks nothing like Nathan Drake, but he still played the bitch.
like what?
I was like, all I'm caring about is one, she sounds a lot like fucking Ellie. Two, you can not teach the level of sass and the delivery of those lines like Bella Ramsey is doing right now.
That just leads to my personal belief that in real life, Bella Ramsey's a smart ass. She's sarcastic as shit.
And that's probably why she got the role.
And I'm here for it. I'm like, yes, because that's exactly what Ellie is. Like, and as someone who has multiple daughters, both of them are smart ass, quick witted, just shitheads. And I fucking love them to death. And that's exactly the fucking dynamic between Joel and Ellie. And he's just coming around and I'm like, fuck, I'm falling in love with this girl, man. It's about to be my surrogate daughter. Like, damn right I won't let nothing happen to her.
Yeah, no, that whole, I'm excited to see how that whole hospital scene pans out. It is going to be hectic.
Man, that, because they have said that they're wrapping up the first game in the first season, so that whole last episode has to be the hospital.
That means we have to be getting The Last of Us 3 soon.
We got to get some, like, the raid type level. This motherfucker just going level by level, murdering motherfuckers. Wick. Yeah, you know what I mean? Just like
Joel Wick, we need.
Yeah,
you.
Just scarce ammo. Just, just. Oh yeah. Like, yeah.
Like it, Daredevil going down the fucking apartment building.
Yep, exactly. Yep, because he didn't have no gun. So yeah, that's gonna be Joel. As soon as he runs out of ammo, just beating the shit out of people
for 15 minutes straight.
And that would, in my mind, that would lead to the second season. First episode would be told from the lens of Abby, who. Has to deal with all that.
That's why I can't wait to see. I want to see the different episodes jumping off of Ellie's perspective to Abby's perspective type deal.
And if y'all don't get a muscle mommy,
man,
to play her, I'm gonna be a little upset.
Yeah, no, I need a muscle mommy.
I'm gonna be a little upset. We need it. Because she was based in Seattle, right? Because they were in the Seahawks stadium essentially, even though they don't say it. Yeah.
It could be a fucking college.
You already know there's a fucking dope-ass weight room somewhere in that stadium. So dude, you there
is. Once I saw, I was like, she's not fucking trans. She's in the gym. Like, they have a full-on NFL-grade fucking training facility in that bitch. You got nothing to do except watching or waiting for plants to grow, breeding animals on the field, or in the fucking gym.
revitalization projects on the stadium to prevent epic crumbling and fucking failure. So, you know, you got shit to do. Right. And doing that shit's going to build muscle. Everything you just named is building muscle.
Real shit. It's all like just hard fucking labor.
That's why farmer's back is a thing. Nobody has a stronger back than a farmer.
Real shit. But yeah, no, that's all we got for this episode. This is a lot to ingest. Play the new Harry Potter game. Tell us what you think. Definitely play and watch The Last of Us because, like I said, the game is free. It was a free download. Once it was on the fucking network, even if I played it, I still downloaded that motherfucker because the replay value is
there. First one's part of the PlayStation Plus collection that you get with owning a fucking PS5, and it was upgraded for PS4 specs, so it don't look as good as the new one they just released, but same fucking thing.
Yeah.
And you better get it now because they've said in May that they're taking all those 20 games and they're just like, we're done with those. They're cycling them. Y'all had these for 4 fucking years. Like,
yep, they're cycling them, adding new games. It's like Netflix. They go in the vault for a while, they come back out.
Which I'm fine with. Like, just add them to your library so you always have them. Yep. You ain't got to download them right then and there. Just put them in your library and it'll always be sitting there.
That's all I ever do.
That being said, log the fuck out.